Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Insomnia Radio Canada. My name is Chris. This is show number 98. That's right, show number 98. We are creeping up so close to show 100. So excited to get there with you guys and have it be at approximately our anniversary year as well. So that'll be pretty awesome and amazing. So that fantastic band you got to hear there was Speed Control, and the song is Inspector Tang. I'm going to read you a little bit, and then I'm going to talk about this band a little bit. So they write to me and say, "We're Speed Control, hailing from Canada's north in the Yukon. We're back today with a bigger sound, Inspector Tang, our first single in four years. punchy, hard-hitting, and energizing. Stream it now on SoundCloud or via Aesthetic Magazine's exclusive premiere. Inspector Tang is a hero on a mission who has found himself caught up in everyone else's problems that he was hired to solve. He realizes he can't be their conscience since he's struggling to be his own and needs to reach his personal goal. Too many people put faith in others to get things done, and in doing so, they take the blame off themselves if things go sideways. The responsibility is on you to follow through. You're not the only one with issues. You're not the only one who tries to run, but it's up to you to get it done. We originally recorded this track at Break Glass Studio in Montreal. I believe we were actually the last band to record in their live room before it shut down. The mixing console that everything ran through was the one that Led Zeppelin recorded Physical Graffiti through. Fast forward 6 months to a new COVID reality, mixing happens with Jan de Verode in Belgium. I hope I got that right. Live streaming with his studio team in Denmark, then comes back to Speed Control in the Yukon. We assess, send back any changes going forward from the track. The process will be recorded in the Yukon and sent all the raw tracks to Jan in Belgium. Nothing is going to stop you, but the pedal to the floor and make that getaway. You can find these guys on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course over on their website. Notes will be up in the show notes when I get those posted. And of course, if you don't know these guys, Speed Control Down My Way is known for doing a lot of music education, promotion, and running a lot of band camps and band schools and school workshops. They are very passionate about music education for all ages. And the band camp that they ran last in my local area ran the same week that I was trying to run a band camp through Long and McQuaid. So that made for an interesting week. We did lose numbers to them, I think, but at least the kids were getting out, having fun, and smaller groups for us meant a lot more one-on-one time with teachers. So that wasn't a bad thing. Now, I have been in touch with these guys, and we're looking forward to possibly doing a interview down the road. So when we sort out exactly when and how interviews are going to be done, I will definitely include these guys in that run. And you guys know there's up on the Patreon page, there is a poll on what you'd like to see for the interviews, how often you'd like to see them. I posted the question over on Facebook and only got a few answers. And we're also looking at what you guys would like to see done with Show 100. Show 100 is only a recording away. So I have today, this show, and the show I will record on next Sunday, and then we're at show 100. So I've been going through all the show notes and compiling them into one big folder file, and it's amazing at the bands that I have played that I kind of remember playing but had to actually go back and read and listen to shows. So yeah, I'm listening back to a lot of the old stuff, and wow. I can say my style for the show hasn't changed much, but the audio quality has definitely changed, and my ability to be able to talk into the mic and not and ah and stumble over my words quite as much has improved. So with that on your brain, thinking about while you're listening to this, heading over to the Patreon page and voting, because you don't have to be a member to vote on those two things. Those are open to the public polls. Enjoy these next two tracks.
Like a ghost, were you even here? I don't know. Hey, was it all a dream? I can't tell, but your fingerprints are everywhere. I'll remember all the places I loved you. I know you will too. I won't tell him, I won't tell him no. I'll remember all the waves that defined you. I know you will too. We won't tell him, we won't tell him no. Hey, I'll let you go. That mantis shrimp punched right to my throat. He always knew how to swing when I'm down in everything. I'll remember all the places I loved you. I know you will too. I won't tell him, I won't tell him no. I'll remember all the waves that defined you. I know you will too. We won't tell him, we won't tell him no. I remember. ghost? We're even here? I don't know. Hey, was it all a dream? I can't tell, but your fingerprints are everywhere.
Hi, this is SK Wellington, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Are we in the deep end?
Nothing like starting your show with one kicking tune and then following it up with two more solid tracks. So the second track I've played today is SK Wellington. She's a Calgary-based singer-songwriter, and I have played her before on the show, and she did record me a bumper at one track. So it was fantastic to get another SK track on here. So she has just released this new track, Like a Ghost, and it is her first solo departure. It's in quite a few years, 8 years. She had been leading the band, the Wellington Folk, for 8 years. So it's really awesome to get this solo piece from her new album. And hopefully I'm going to get some more stuff or play some more stuff of hers, because she's always been one of my favorites when I get to listen to her. Then we had a direct submit, because that previous one did, well, it kind of came to me directly and through Artura from Matt. So that was kind of neat. The second track there in that duo of tracks, technically track number three, I'm hoping I'm going to get this right, is from Jean. The track is Deep End. And what she wrote to me in her original email when she sent me to preview this track was, Deep End comes from a darker place than its bright vibe implies. A bit like smiling when you really feel like crap. Yep. I'm converting a few words here so we can keep it work safe. It was co-produced by her and a friend colleague, Ian Blurton, from Change of Hearts, Come On Future Now. Deep End is the first single off her new album that will be coming out on October 9th of 2020. She says she wrote this track last minute, realization that they needed more songs to round out the album that they had just made. She felt defeated and tired, and consequently, it's all she wrote about that day. Since Deep End was a last minute addition, her brother Ben O'Brien couldn't make it back to the studio to play bass, so she called an old friend, Brendan Canning of Broken Social Scene, her cookie duster bandmate, who came in and filled in for him. It was recorded in Toronto in 2019, and it'll be a 12-song LP featuring Ian on lead guitars, Steven Stesnek on drums, and Ben and Brendan on bass, Jeff Hesselt on synth, and a cameo by Kevin Fox on strings. And this brings me to, hey, small world, I know Steven Stesnek. Yeah, he's a pretty awesome drummer. So pretty awesome that I get to play her track and knew her drummer for the track. It's pretty awesome. Righto. So got a couple more tracks for you still today. So let's get back to that music.
I sent my love to Copenhagen. I put it on a plane and wished it well. And now it's no surprise this heavenly earth has grown so quickly into a frozen hell. I didn't know that I had fallen until I realized I couldn't get up. Oh, I've been drowning in a lake of you. Everything I do is never enough. No matter where I'll be, Copenhagen will be calling to me. No matter where I'll be, Copenhagen will be calling to me. Such a mystery, I can only see what we left behind. No matter where I'll be, Copenhagen will be calling to me. No matter where I'll be, Copenhagen will be calling to me.
What's up? This is
Good Shot
Scott
Dick
Ajay
from Two Crown King,
and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Dog City.
City, everywhere else is a bust. All of the cities are just fixing to rust. Let me tell you, but this place is a must. I'm gone from sea to sea, and the only place for me is Dog City. Let's take a trip with the intention to move. Stand an invitation to start shaking a groove. Come on now, well, you know what to do. Get out of the sticks and into the sticks, there's nothing to lose. But what can I say when I'm there? I wanna stay in Dog City.
So, take two on this part of the show. I apparently did not turn my microphone back on. Oops. There are worse things. So, two bands there. We had Airliners, their track Copenhagen, and these guys are from Victoria, BC. They've got a fantastic biography over on Spotify, and Insomnia Radio Canada is following them. And after this show airs, we will add this track into our playlist over there. Lots of great stuff this week that'll be going into the playlist, so you should definitely check out our Spotify playlist. So I really absolutely love the last line of their bio over here on Spotify. It says, "Watch these skies because only heaven knows what Airliners have planned next." So that to me says, hopefully that these guys are doing more great, fantastic music. And maybe I'll get to play some more of their stuff. But they are, you know, Facebook, Instagram, they're all over the place. So yeah, go check out their stuff. It is pretty awesome, right? Then we played Matt Mays, M-A-Y-S, yeah, Matt Mays. And he is from somewhere in Nova Scotia. I'm not 100% sure where in Nova Scotia, but the only stuff I could find in all of his biographies that I could find, that was as much locale as I could find. So folks over at Artura, if you actually have Matt's location or, you know, where he's based out of, lots of places he could be based out of in Nova Scotia, that'd be fantastic to know for my show notes when I update them. But yeah, great track. Dog City, pretty awesome. The album cover for Dog City actually has a whole bunch of dogs on it. It's really cute. You should go check it out. And we have one track left, but before we get to that, we should do all the, you know, business we have to do to get out of the way. So, you've got music to send me, you've got feedback to give. Chris@insomniaradio.net is your best place to send it. I check that email pretty much daily or many times daily, depending on the day. So, would love your feedback. Tell me what you like about the show. Tell me how you think I can improve the show. All that fun stuff. Then we've got a show over on Twitter. You can message us on Twitter. You can link our name on Twitter to a band that you love and want them to send me music to play on the show. Whatever. Chris@insomniaradio.net for email. IR_Canada for Twitter. You can also find us over on Facebook. We've got the playlist over on Spotify. And of course, we have our Patreon page, which is patreon.com/IRCanada, all one word. And the IRC part is all uppercase. And of course, those links are everywhere. I repost them everywhere I can, which is awesome. Makes it easier for you guys to find me. Over on Patreon, there's lots of polls to vote into that are open to the public. You do not have to be a Patreon member to take part in those polls. You do not have to be a Patreon member to see a bunch of posts I've got over there. I've been doing some behind the scenes about what it takes to put the show together and stuff like that. So lots of fantastic stuff over there. And there's always the perks of, you know, at $10 a month, you get the show a couple days early. Should we ever move to having advertising in the show, then we would obviously offer the free of ads at some point in time at to one of those levels as well. So hopefully you guys will go check out Patreon and support me, because I would really love to continue to do amazing quality shows which take many hours to put together and offer them up to you, and be able to keep improving the quality of these shows so that you're always getting the very best, right? Awesome stuff. Show 100 is only one more show away, so you've got about a week to get in your feedback about what you'd like to see done in show 100. Otherwise, I'm going to do whatever I want because it's my show, right? But I'd love your feedback because, you know, I do this for you guys, not just for me, and it's important for me to have feedback so that I can keep doing what you guys would love to hear. Anyways, last track time. The band is Paradise. The track I chose to play is Straight from Hell because I really enjoyed the video that they attached in the linkage for the press release that Asher Media Relations sent me. So thank you, John, for sending this over my way. One of the best things you guys have sent me recently. I really, really enjoyed some of this. The video surprised me. The band does not look in any way, shape, or form the way I was expecting, but I absolutely love it. So thank you guys for sending this to me. Hope you guys all enjoy Paradise, Straight from Hell. And we'll catch you next week for show 99. Ciao.